want to discuss tonight, this is our last Chabura on Hilchos Becharar. I want to discuss a little bit the specific question, very, very heavily discussed by the 19th century Achronim, Ashkenazim, the question of Anim Hapik Becharara and related problems regarding Shochetim Ubodkim, Shin Vav Beis, as it's always abbreviated in the Sfarim. The principles are largely the same principles that we've seen everywhere else, but this happened to be apparently a very contentious issue. So, been discussed by numerous Achronim and Yardei and Chavshim Mishpat. There were all kinds of takanas and cherims. I'm going to focus tonight just on the Ikra Din, how Anim Hapik Becharara applies to Shochetim. The first thing we have to understand is the economic arrangement. Unlike today, where the shochet works typically for the meat producer, for a company, the shochet abodik back then was either a freelancer or he worked for the community. In some situations, he would actually have a contract with the community. They would hire him as the communal shochet, either for a specific term or, more likely, minastam, indefinitely. In other cases, he had no arrangement with the community. He was just a public official. Anyone who had a chicken or had a cow he wanted to shecht would bring it to the shochet, and the shochet would shecht. In either arrangement, I think typically he was paid per animal. Even in the case where he was a communal official, his compensation would typically be a chelik of the animal, but he was installed by the community, and he would have privileges mitam the kehila. These two basic cases, where he was an employee of the kehila, versus the case where he was simply a freelancer who was standing there ready to shecht anyone's animal, are going to be treated very differently by some of the poskim in our context. Now, it turns out the poskim were in general very, very strict about anim hapik on shechtim. They use all kinds of terrible language, as we'll discuss. Many of them even said that if someone comes in where he's not supposed to and starts shechting, we throw the book at him, his shechitas pasul, we call him all kinds of names. But the question is, what exactly is the Isser? So most poskim understand that if there's an Isser, the Isser is Anim Hapik Becharara, and the model they bring is the Tosfos about Melamed. Tosfos says that a Melamed who is hired by a Balabayas, another Melamed should not try to cut him out and say that I'm going to take your job. Tosfos himself actually has a heter for Melamed. He says that Ein Kol HaMelamedim Shavim. Every Melamed is unique and has particular talents, and a Bala Bayis is allowed to say, I don't want you, I want him. That's why what Tosfos is talking about, a case where two Balabatim are fighting over a Melamed. One Bala Bayis is allowed to take someone else's Melamed. He could say, I can't find an equivalent somewhere else. But two Melamedim, Pashtus, most posts can say, one Melamed can't take someone else's position because he can't say, your Bala Bayis is unique, your kid is unique. We did see as far, the Marit said he could say a Bala Bayis is unique, but the consensus of the post generally is that employers are more or less interchangeable, and one Melamed can tell the other Melamed, I already have this job, I already have this position, therefore, don't come in, don't take the job away from me. And the Derechayim, the Sanzerov, and many others have basically brought in Melamed as a model for Shochet. Just as Melamed, once the first guy has the job, nobody else should take away his position, so to a Shochet, once he has a job, nobody else should take away his job. That certainly applies in the case where he's a communal official, where he's already working for the community, he has an arrangement with the community, nobody else should do it. Even if he doesn't, if he already has an established position, shechting on behalf of the community, even if it's just de facto, not de jure, nobody actually gave him the job, but if he's installed and established as the shochet, many poskim say that even then, it seems the poskim say there will be an issur and someone else taking away his job. Now, there are poskim who are mechalek between the two cases, where he's an actual communal official versus the case where he's just an independent. One very interesting shita appears in the Gedulei Hekdesh. Gedulei Hekdesh is a commentary on the Das Kedoshim, the famous Pechacharov, the Eish Lavram and Arachayim, the Kesef Kedoshim on Choshen Mishpat, Das Kedoshim on Yerodea, the Ezer Mikodesh and Avon Ezer, the Kesef Kedoshim on Choshen Mishpat. He was considered one of the Ziknei HaOrah in his generation. He argues that there is no Anim HaPech on the Shochet Bodek. And he makes a very interesting argument. He brings from Kadmonim, from the early poskim, that when it comes to a Rav who makes his income, makes his living from being a Rav, there's no Anim HaPech. And the reason given is because a Rav is not really allowed to charge money at all. Torah says, Mani b'chinam afata b'chinam. When you're doing a mitzvah, like teaching Torah, certain other mitzvahs, doing din, being a dayan, you're not allowed to charge for that. And there is a heter. There are heterim. The heter is schar b'teila. If I wouldn't be doing this, I would be doing something productive, something that would make money. So schar b'teila, you're allowed to charge for what you would have been doing otherwise. Some posts can extend that to mean, even if I have no other job available, I would have studied, I would have found another job, even if I have no actual alternative right now. But in any event, you're not actually taking money for being a Rav, you're taking money for what you could have done otherwise. So say the poskim, therefore you can't tie to Ani Mahapech. Ani Mahapech is only on a salary that you're entitled to, on money that you're earning, so to speak. If it's just Schar B'Teila, that's different. I don't really understand why. Schar B'Teila means I could have made it somewhere else. And Lamai said, this is what I'm doing now. This is my only opportunity now. And if you take it away from me, then I already gave up the chance to make the money somewhere else, and I'm going to lose money. So I'm not sure I understand so well, Svara, why that should make a difference. But this is a principle established by the Trumas Hadesha and the Maran Padua, that there's no Ani Mahapech on a Rav. Says the Bashacher, says the Das Kedoshim, a Shalchit is in the same category. Shchita is a mitzvah, famous discussion about making a bracha on Shchita, but Shchita is a mitzvah. So also, you're not allowed to charge money for Shchita. You have the same heter of Schar B'Teila, these same kinds of heterim, and Mamel is no Ani Mahapech on Shchita. Now, it's difficult to take that at face value because the Bashacher himself, earlier in his Das Kedoshim, seems to say there is Ani Mahapech on Shchita, and this is reconciled by his student who wrote Ha'aretz on the bottom, the Gedulei Hekdesh, who says it depends whether he is a communal official or just somebody who got up on his own. What's the difference? He says, if he's a communal official, he's been promised a job, he has a formal contract, even though it's true that the technical justification for the payment is only because Schar B'Teila, since self-kol-self, he has a contract, and it's Samcha Date, he relies on it. As we've seen throughout the sugya, relying on it is an important criterion for Ani Mahapech. Therefore, even though it's only Schar B'Teila, there is Ani Mahapech. Mashen Ken, if he's just the de facto Shalchet, he hung out a shingle and checked for the Keila, and since the money also is only Schar B'Teila, somehow those two things go together. Not really sure why or how they fit together, but somehow if you have Tartil Reisa, he's not the official Shalchet, he's only happens to be the only one, and B, he anyway can't really charge for the Shchita only for Schar B'Teila. Mamela is no Ani Mahapech, and that's why the Gedulei Hekdesh, based on the Das Kedoshim rules, that there is no Ani Mahapech on a Shalchet who doesn't actually have a contract with the Kehila. Others disagree. Beis Shlomo agrees in principle that when it comes to a Rav or Mechalek between someone who has an official contract or not, he says, but when it comes to a Shalchet, he strongly disagrees. He says a Shalchet is allowed to charge for Shchita. He says Shchita might be a mitzvah, he might make a bracha, and he says, but that's not the point. The point is, he says, Ma'ani Bechina means that I have to, this is really an objection raised by the Gedulei Hekdesh himself, Ma'ani Bechina means Torah, teaching Torah, doing din as a dayan, certain mitzvahs the Torah said I must do, and I have no right to charge for. But Shchita, he said, it's not a mitzvah in the sense, I don't have to go out and shecht. You have a problem. You can't eat meat unless someone shechts it for you. So if you do, you'll make a bracha on it, baby. But the point is, there's no mitzvah to shecht. I don't have to do it for you, and I don't have to do it for you. I'm allowed to charge. I'm allowed to charge for it, he says. There's no din, they say, the Beis Shlomo also, there's no din that a shochet is not allowed to charge unless it's Schar B'Teila. A shochet is considered an ordinary employee. He's allowed to charge. Nothing to do with Schar B'Teila. And therefore, there is Ani Mahapech on a shochet. And that, indeed, is the consensus of most poskim, except the Bashacher and his student, that Ani Mahapech will apply to Shochetim. One of the first ones to say this was actually the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Baal Tanya, in his tshuvas, he takes for granted also that there is Ani Mahapech on a Shochet, and the person who's Masi Gvul, he takes for granted as a Rasha and is violating the rules of Ani Mahapech. One very interesting question discussed by many, most of the poskim who discuss the Hasagas Gvul on a Shochet, is whether someone who violates the Halacha and is Masi Gvul violates Ani Mahapech. So the Chesed Avram Teumim says, you're also violating Yard Lomnus, he says, based on the, in his case at least, based on Avi Yosef, that if you destroy someone's livelihood entirely, in his case, you're going to be over Yard Lomnus also. But someone who violates these rules is over Ani Mahapech and related Yisurim. Will his Shchita be kosher or not? Does doing this Avera mean that your Shchita is possible? So many poskim tended to throw the book at the Shochtim, and they tended to say that yes, the Shchita will be possible. Why exactly is that? So the halacha normally is, when it comes to Shchita, that chashur ledavar echad, someone who does one avera, he doesn't become a mumar, he doesn't become someone who's considered a rasha and an outside Klal Yisrael. He did an avera that doesn't pass the Shchita. Just because someone does a single avera, if it's Chol Shabbos, that's special, Avodah Zarah, that's special, but Someone who does an individual Aveira, we caught him doing an Aveira, that doesn't mean his Shechita is Pasul. Now, there is a Shechita, the Maamar Mordechai says, this might not be called Davar Echad, since the Hasagas Gvul is in the Shechita itself. It's not like he shaved with a razor one morning. The Shechita itself is being done by Isser. So that is called Davar Echad, so the Shechita is Pasul. Other posts can say, it's not called Davar Echad. So you don't have the din that he becomes chashid on Shechita just because he did an Aveira.
They learned it's mamish puzzle, or it's a knas they put on him?
Some posts can say there's a knas. Some posts can
because
say that...
there is a halacha in Hilcha Shechita that you have an obligation, the Rav has a right to check your knife, you don't check his knife, you can do whatever knas as he wants.
Yes, that's a very good point.
It doesn't sound like it's puzzle. It just sounds like nobody can take his Shechita.
So that's a very good point. And there are many poskim who introduce individual takanas the kilos made, and many of them start the shul like that. They say, if this is a takana, then he can't do it, and it's puzzle. Certainly they can be misakim. The Shulchan Aruch talks about that kind of takana. There's no question they have the right to make takanas. But there are poskim who argue that even in the absence of any takana, the Shechita is still possible, nikra din.
Wow.
Now, the Shulchan Aruch Rav actually brings some of the points you made about having to show the knife. And he brings that some poskim say that showing the knife is because even though technically any Jew is kosher can shecht and make decisions about the knife, since l'maisa, checking a knife is a very difficult and delicate task, we don't just trust any arbitrary yid. We require that the checker be someone who is muchzik b'kashrus from Yiras Shamayim. So he says, even if you're going to tell me that chash l'davar echa doesn't make you chash l'kal Torah kula, kosher in Yiras Shamayim you're certainly not, he says. So some posts can say, unless this chashid is going to, unless this masik vul is going to show his knife to someone trustworthy, a reliable rav, even if we don't make his shechita pasul, but he's violating the halachas of checking the knives, and the mela, we're not going to be able to use his shechita simply because he's not checking the knife properly, and that itself is a reason to pasul the shechita. Some posts can say that masik vul, since it's an ongoing thing, you become like a mumar. A one-time Aveira is just an Aveira. But if you do it, if this is your whole lifestyle, is based on flouting one Aveira and completely ignoring it, you actually will become a mumar, maybe, at least you got me this. Just close with one very very clever, very fierce melitza from the Shalom Eshev. He talks about a case where he very strongly felt that the Nushach was a Masik Vol, and he is upset that the local Rav in the town in question, a man named Rabbi Avram Tumim, is also the name of the Chesel Avram, I don't know if that's who he's referring to or not, but this Rabbi Avram was reported to have allowed the new Shochet to come in, and he apparently felt the old Shochetim were problematic, that they were worthy of being fired, so he allowed the new Shochet to come in. The Shalom Eshev was very upset, he felt that the old Shochetim had not received due process, the new Shochet had no right to come in, he felt the new Shochet was a Masig Vol. So he says, he's doing several things wrong. The new Shochet is over on Yom HaHapech, he's over Yari Lomnus. In particular, as we discussed earlier, if the first person is Tareach, Tercha Meruba, if he exerted a lot of Tercha, he has special rights. So three things he says. Ani Mahapech, Yari Lomnus, and Tercha. He says, it says in Pashas Lech Lecha, at the Brisbane Absarim, Vatered Ha'ayat Al-Pagarim. Ayat Yotes, Ani Mahapech, Yari Lomnus, and Tercha, he says. Al-Pagarim, someone who does such a thing, it's like Pagarim. The animals he slaughters are treif, he says. Vayashiv Asim Avram, Rabbi Avram to him, he said, dismiss the claim. He said, no, everything's fine. They have the right to do what they're doing. V'hinei eima chashecha gedola nefelas. He says, a great darkness has come down. This is wrong. This is absolutely wrong. The new shochtim are rishayim. What they're doing is wrong. The behemoths are treif, and we don't accept the shechita of the new shochtim. The rishayim has many, many tshuvas on this. He kind of goes back and forth on the question of whether the shechita is pasul, but the fact that they're masig vol, he pretty much throughout all his tshuvas assumes that it is a problem. It's actually one tshuva where he starts off by saying he doesn't know why it's masig vol. He says, who gave him the exclusive right, at least in the case where he has not been appointed by the kehila, who gave him the right? Did he buy the city? He says, what gives him the right to this shechita? Why is there masig vol? Then he says, back to what we said earlier, he says Tosis. Tosis says, when you have a melamed who's installed under one balabayis, nobody else can take his position. He says, that must be why people say there's masig vol on shochtim, because once the shochet is in place, even I think in the case where he's a de facto shochet, nobody appointed him, but he has a lock on the shechita, anyone else comes in, he concludes that it is masig vol. He's still not inclined to pass the shechita. In one tshuva, he makes the very important argument that even though it's an isser, he says, and even though this tshuva he said, everyone says that, it's what people say all the time, that it's masig vol, nevertheless, he says, it's not an issur that everyone really knows or accepts. It's not an issur that has such a clear makar in Shulchan Aruch, he says. So there's a halacha in Hilchas Eidus in general, that if someone doesn't have Aveira, he becomes pasul Eidus. But if he doesn't realize it's an Aveira, if he doesn't know it's an Aveira, he doesn't believe it's an Aveira, you don't become Pasul, because he has a rationalization. Even though he's wrong, and Hashem will punish him or not as he sees fit, but Legabe Hilchas Eidus, we find such a thing that if you don't think you're doing something wrong, you don't become Pasul. The Gemara says people who buried a mace on Yontif Sheni didn't become Pasul because they thought they were doing a mitzvah. They thought it was Mutra on Yontif, really it's Aser. The Gemara says we tell them not to. They think we're just telling them that. They think they know better. We put them in Chayrim, the Gemara says, oh, they think the Chayrim is just to give them a kapara, but really they're doing the right thing. People don't listen. We tell them it's Aser. They have their own views. They don't give up so easily. So we find such an idea in Hilchas Eidus, in Hilchas Chashid. If you think something is okay, you may not become Pasul Eidus. But nevertheless, the Divrei Chaim in numerous tshuvas does conclude that Meikra Din, it is Masigvul, that you're violating Oni Mahapech in addition to any other takanas that were made by the Rabban.